Yesterday, we heard the story of Carolina Landa, an Olympia mom whose criminal past holds her back from volunteering at her 12-year-old son's school. Landa says her being in the classroom would help improve her son's behavior because he's autistic and nonverbal. But another issue is money.
One of the number one fears of a mother who has a special needs child is what will happen after I die. If I could provide a plan with financial security for my son, I would be more at ease for his future.
That was testimony Carolina Landa gave in the state legislature for a bill that would help formerly incarcerated people like her leave behind their criminal past. The bill is called the New Hope Act, and it would make it easier for people to clear their record, but it doesn't touch legal debt. And some people say that is the bigger issue. Reporter Max Wasserman explains.
All in all, Carolina owes about $20,000 in legal debt. She's overcome debt in the past, so she isn't all that worried, but not everyone feels the same. In fact, many people with legal debt are poor and struggle to pay it off. Nick Allen is a lawyer with Columbia Legal Services.
This country has a history of this, and it goes back along class lines, along race lines, is using debt as a tool of punishment.
Allen helps people figure out how to clear their record. The process can be complicated and sometimes hard to figure out without a lawyer. Part of that includes settling legal debt, which could be anything from court fees to payments that go to victims. Allen says the system has its problems.
It's not something that promotes equity in our communities. It's not something that allows individuals to move on from criminal convictions.
Since the 1980s, Washington has been issuing more and more legal fees as a way to help fund the criminal justice system. In a business model, it might make sense to have the people who go to jail pay for part of it.
But in a reality model, it makes no sense.
Alexis Harris teaches sociology at the University of Washington and leads the country in legal debt research. She says these payments can be really tough for the thousands of people in the state who owe them, especially if they can't find work.
You couldn't get blood from a stone. There's no way that someone who is unemployed or underemployed and trying to manage a family could get out from under this debt.
Even if the New Hope Act passes, people would still have to pay off their legal debt. All the bill does is allow more people to petition, and if they've been on good behavior, to do so sooner. But Harris says we need a larger fix. She says that would mean letting people clear their record without paying first.
If we don't remove any of the fiscal barriers for individuals, this has no bite.
Some lawmakers are open to more comprehensive reform. Democratic State Representative Drew Hansen is sponsoring the New Hope Act.
I am all in and eager to try to take a crack at this because we should not be putting people under really, really burdensome fines that they just have no realistic possibility they will ever repay.
The Bainbridge Island lawmaker says momentum is building to make it easier for the formerly incarcerated to clear or vacate their record. Last year, the legislature got rid of interest on one type of legal debt. And a decade ago, people got back the right to vote, even if they were still paying.
We want to take these big things and change them now, when we can, when we have bipartisan cooperation and momentum behind it. And then if there's more we need to do to look more globally at the vacation process, of course we'd be open to doing that.
The next step in that progression could be the New Hope Act. It already passed the House and now heads to the Senate. Hansen says that's all the legislature has time for this winter, but he plans on introducing further reform next year. In Olympia, I'm Max Wasserman.